Taliban leaders say the two women were both sick and have been freed as a gesture of goodwill, but there is still no independent verification of the Taliban's claims. Government officials say they have not seen the two women yet, but hope they have been released. The apparent breakthrough comes as Taliban and South Korean officials complete their second day of face-to-face talks in the Afghan city of Ghazni. Taliban insurgents kidnapped 23 South Koreans on July 19th as the group of Christian volunteers drove through the war-torn province. Two of the South Koreans have already been executed, and insurgents have said they will kill more unless the government frees a number of pro-Taliban prisoners. So far, the government has refused to consider an exchange. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Zamrai Bashiri says the government is providing security for the talks in Ghazni, but is not directly involved.
I cannot go into too much details about the issue. Just much I can say, Afghan representatives were not in that meeting.
Provincial Governor Marajuddin Pathan says the government did offer Taliban leaders safe passage to attend the negotiations and remains committed to supporting the South Korean initiative.
We told them that we will guarantee the negotiation process. There will be no pressure against them until this dilemma is solved.
Four South Korean delegates and two Taliban leaders are involved in the talks, which started Friday evening in a heavily guarded Afghan Red Crescent office. The insurgents have said all along that they would kill the hostages, most of whom are women, unless the government frees a number of pro-Taliban prisoners. The Afghan government has said from the start it would not exchange prisoners for hostages, and it is not clear if the South Korean negotiators can promise the release of any Taliban. However, Afghan authorities in touch with the Taliban say the militants are also seeking a ransom payment. In an incident earlier this year, Afghanistan released five top Taliban prisoners in exchange for an Italian journalist being held hostage. There was widespread criticism of that agreement by U.S. officials, among others, who argued that it would only provoke more kidnappings in the future. South Korea, however, has pleaded for greater flexibility and has sought U.S. support for the effort to free the 21 remaining hostages. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Kabul.